This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Rooting for Deshaun Watson at this moment, not knowing whether he did assault women or not. You know, these are the kind of people that don't care about human beings. They don't care about society. They don't care about anything else except their football team. And if you can help me win, I don't care if you kill people while you're on your off time. That doesn't matter to me. Oh, you beat up kids? Doesn't matter to me. You torture dogs? It's all good with me. Can you help me win? Fine. I don't care what you do. We have a section of football fans, okay? Because it's football that produces these morons. And they're female and male, by the way. Obviously, you were thinking they're all male. No, females too, by the way. We have a couple of those that they get in that disease. And it's that Neanderthal disease that comes with football. It's just one of those things. We have it. Unfortunately, it's in our country. Trade the wide receiver, not Tua. 22 women is suspicious in itself. I could see two or three, but 22 makes me think they are full of crap. Well, we have to wait till the whole legal process takes place, my man. You know, and by the way, he did not deny it. You know that, right? And he's actually admitted that he's had sex with these women. So at first he said, here's the thing that some of you, again, you keep like just skating over this. At first he said it was just, I called them for massages. And then it came to light that there was sex involved. And then he came back and his lawyer, not him, but his lawyer came back and said, those were consensual. So we don't know if it was consensual or not. None of us know, man. None of us know. And people get assaulted all the time and we don't know anything about it. And do you know how many millions of people that have been assaulted are walking around and never telling a soul? It happens all the time. We've had this conversation before already. Assaulted people feel embarrassed. They don't want to relive it in public. They don't want people to know. And in today's world, it isn't like it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago that a small group of people may end up finding out. The world finds out. And then you relive it with everybody else. And then you've got to carry it for the rest of your life. People that are sexually assaulted are not so open. Most of the time, they're rarely open to admitting it and admitting it in public and admitting it in today's social media world. So we have to be very, very careful. I get it. Some of you out there have the Neanderthal mind. You don't give a shit about human beings. You don't care about anything. You'll overlook it. You just care about football and your fantasy team, your personal team. And I don't care. I just want Deshaun Watson to play. But you never really delve into it and think about it at all. Because most of you that glance over it, you never think about people who are sexually assaulted. And you never think about how much it truly affects them. And how much and how quiet they're walking around for the rest of their lives living with that personal hell. But some of you don't care. You only care about your stinking football team. And you don't care what the player was involved in. That's the sad part. So 22 allegations, and it's called the justice system, dude. Do you know how long it takes? You know how long it's going to take for 22 of them? And with COVID, what'd you think? This was going to be done in 2 weeks?